This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Let me ask you a simple question. When you look at what's going on around this country, do you think it's normal? Do you think this is acceptable, I guess I should say? I don't know anybody that would say it's normal. Isn't that normal? Matter of fact, I'd say that really what we see happening is a serious identity crisis in this country. You got people angry and confused and no clear sense of direction. Very divided. Right? Everybody agrees on that. And every day with it, there seems to be some new crisis. Anger now has turned over to rage. Different people exhibiting that differently. Many just sitting and seething quietly like myself. There's no more debate. That's dissolved into full-on conflict. And basically, it's complete chaos. And I think you could safely say that it's times like this that are a test of our character and our resolve, basically our willingness to either acquiesce or forbid this destruction of our country. And I know it's crazy that it's come to that. It's crazy to even say it, but it's true. It's gone so far now that there are people here in this country who want to surrender all of our rights, abandon our Constitution and the entire system in favor of socialism. Now you got people that think, well, it's over. This is the end for America and Western civilization. And I'll just say this. To those who've given up on America, it would be a mistake to count us out just yet. I know there's a lot of fear, right? People are scared. A lot of people out there are scared, whether you agree with it or not, or whether you're afraid. Or there are a lot of people that are afraid. And it's a powerful emotion, and it's an emotion that can allow people to be easily controlled. But at the same time, though, we go through this, these times of fear, well, it identifies the sources of the fear. And sooner or later, the source of that fear, it's going to be confronted. We're in a serious political struggle right now. And it's against the powerful resistance with incredible resources that control all of the information just about. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And now we're coming out of this period where we had this level of hatred that was exposed in this country that hasn't been seen in a long time. But even still, the hatred and the mistrust coming out of all that has turned into this winner-takes-all game. And I don't think that it's a majority of the people that agree with any of this or creating this chaos. But I feel strongly that the silent majority and the so-called moderates need to speak up, make their voices heard. Otherwise, it's going to be the loudest voice that wins, not the majority. Now, I'm going to tell you, we can't just sit back and allow this to happen. We've got a responsibility to our children. We've got a responsibility to our grandchildren to leave them with some hope of some kind of a future for this country. America doesn't want war with itself. We want a civil war. We want war with other countries. We're not going to just sit back and allow this country to be taken down. And just because a lot of these problems have been allowed to go on for a long time doesn't mean we consent to it. It's about high time now to draw some lines in terms of how much power we're going to continue to give the government. And if we don't establish these boundaries now, it's going to be our children that suffer the consequences later. Welcome to the Christopher Scott Show podcast. Monday, February 1st, snowing here outside of Philadelphia. It's winter. I don't know. I was looking back at a diary from the Revolutionary War in Valley Forge. You know what the weather was like back then, some 240 years ago? About the same as it is now. A diary kept over an eight-year period, they recorded the weather. I don't know. Maybe they didn't know what snow was. What do I know? Climate change. Everything's a crisis. Rage and fear. Tell me what you disagree with what I just laid out there. Was there anything I missed? Tell me where I'm off base. You can leave me your comments at ChristopherScottShow.com. Right on the homepage, you can submit a message. Often, I'll share those on the podcast. I have an app that comes into my phone that brings those messages in kind of like texts for me, and I can respond back. Something a little bit unique that I offer here on the Christopher Scott Show. Not aware of anybody else doing that kind of thing. What do you think about the direction of this country? Where do we go from here? Let me get into the news a little bit. I don't want to spend the whole day, whole podcast here being philosophical. This was a big article for Hawaii anyway, and I was stationed in Hawaii for a little while. So they're saying they want to bring tourists in. Tourists want to go to Hawaii, and I'll tell you what, boy, would I like to be spending some time in Hawaii right now. But they made the rules so complicated on what you can do because of COVID. And I don't know all the details of it. This guy that they interviewed here for this article, I guess he's like a blogger for Hawaii travel. And he goes through, and he's the one trying to decipher the rules for the people. And he says, you know, it's unbelievable what you got to go through to try and figure out what you can and can't do. The bottom line is you got people going into Hawaii. They got to quarantine 10 days, 14 days, something like that. They can't go off the resort. How are they enforcing this stuff? I don't know. I mean, are they standing there and saying, you know, not allowing people to go off the resort? I would seriously doubt that, wouldn't you? Then again, who knows? I don't know. If you get caught, what are they going to do then? They're going to throw you in jail for 14 days? But who's making these decisions and based on what? It's crazy, this idea that government is going to exercise these rules over people like this, whether you can or can't leave the hotel, that we've allowed this to go on. And let me jump. I got so much stuff here to go into today. I'll just bounce around. I'm not doing all government and politics or all American stuff here. Look at what's going on in France. It's nuts. I don't know. Here, you want to talk about this? Warehouse orgy with 100 men and women raided in Paris? Would you participate in that kind of thing? Some of you dirty dogs would. I find it to be pretty disgusting, although I wouldn't have to get anywhere close to 100. I don't really like people touching me. I don't think I'm going to get into my preferences on this. I think I'll just leave the headline as it is. Apparently, if you're looking for if you're looking for that type of thing, Paris is the place to go. Okay, France's vaccine delay symbolized national decline for some. Oh, they're playing the same game in France. The hell's going on? It's the same story around the world when you really look, but nobody puts it together. All we get is sound bites, and the media here today is more partisan bickering. Oh, I got some stories to tell you. I don't want to miss anything. Where am I here? I know I had a couple of things besides, well, I guess I had it. It was on the radio on Friday. I had a great time doing that. Interesting story. They had a lady came on called into the show, and she's a realtor. And I don't know all the details. I mean, I got blindsided by this, and I'm trying to listen as I'm, you know, also participating in the show. But from what I gathered, the National Association of Realtors started like exercising rules to monitor agents' social media, and I don't want to describe it specifically because I don't know, and I don't know firsthand, but from what I understand, I don't know. Hate speech. I don't know what the rules were, but it was not real clear. Nuts. I mean, and so now it's turned into pandemonium. Apparently, I guess there were some agents turning another. I don't know the validity of that either. Then I'm told that for some Trump supporter, agents were being denied lockbox access. If you know what that is, if you go to sell a house, they put a lockbox on, there's a key in the lockbox, so they use a four-digit code. So if another agent wants to come show the house, they give them the code, the keys in the box, and they can unlock the house, the lockbox. So then apparently there were agents that were Trump supporters, and they weren't being allowed access to the lockboxes. I don't know. What I mean, what do you say to that, this kind of stuff? So then, I didn't know all this was going on. Now I'm told they have 3,000 members in this group. They're going to start their own, you know, National Association of Realtor type organization and their own multiple listing service. And I don't know if you remember back, I did a podcast a while ago. As a matter of fact, I had a guest on, a buddy of mine that was big in title work. There's a class action lawsuit going on against, I forget the details now, the National Association of Realtors and the MLS, I believe. And the monopoly that they have on the real estate industry is so, that's what the accusation reads. France's global security bill. This was unbelievable to me. The French National Assembly is currently examining a procedure that prevents parliamentary, using a procedure that eliminates parliamentary debate to adopt this bill called Global Security. The law would allow for security actions that they call innovative and inventive. And basically what it's going to do is it's a wild expansion of mass surveillance. Long story short, I would imagine it's going to lead to things like facial recognition, a mass database. And this is where we are. There has been concern. There's been protest. Many people, this issue of privacy, there's much agreement on it from people that don't agree on much of anything else. But this is one area where people are recognizing that it's a problem. Tim Cook, right? Isn't he the Apple CEO? I might have it. Yeah, here, let me get right to it here. I have it here. This is from Inc. Tim Cook may have just ended Facebook. He didn't mention Facebook. This is big. Apple did something with their latest iOS update that disables Facebook tracking pixel, which is phenomenal. I don't know how they've been allowed to do this without impunity, just free reign, tracking everything on everybody and every device and every app. And I'm exaggerating, but not a lot. And listen to what Tim Cook said. He said, listen, this is him saying this now, not me. He said, technology does not need vast troves of personal data stitched together across dozens of websites and apps in order to succeed. Advertising existed and thrived for decades without it, and we're here today because of the path of least resistance is rarely the path of wisdom. If a business is built on misleading users, on data exploitation, on choices that are no choices at all, then it does not deserve our praise. It deserves reform. Amen. We should not look away from the bigger picture in a moment of rampant disinformation and conspiracy theory is juiced by algorithms. I keep telling you, ban the damn algorithms. We can no longer turn a blind eye to the theory of technology that says all engagement is good engagement. And I've said this either, this so-called artificial intelligence isn't very intelligent at all. The longer the better, and all with the goal of collecting as much data as possible. Too many are still asking the question, how much can we get away with, when they need to be asking, what are the consequences? What are the consequences of prioritizing conspiracy theories and violent incitement simply because of high rates of engagement? See, they're concerned about something else. You know, that what they're trying to stop is Q and such, I think is what he's referring to. Maybe not Q specifically. I can assure you that I don't even know that the Q exists on Facebook. I don't know. I'm completely off of social media, which is another whole topic in itself. I thing popped up on my iPad. It does. I didn't know it does this. It said your iPad use screen time has gone down 77%. I've said before, I bet you the time you spend on social media is a lot more than you think. It is so destructive. I realize it now. And I've got a lot of other things going on that would attribute to it. And I'll jump to that here in a second. I'll sprinkle in a little good stuff here with this decline of the world, apparently. But I feel so much better mentally, physically, emotionally. I feel fantastic, 110% on top of my game. So, you know, I'm a bit of a YouTube guy. And this video popped up, how much walking until 10% body fat. And this guy walked himself down into really, really lean, you know, probably six-pack type lean here. Maybe not eight-pack, you know, but pretty lean there. A lot leaner than most people can ever get. And so I want to talk a little bit about the walking, and I'll also get to a couple of emails that I got from one of our great listeners. But the walking thing, you know, a lot of people, when they start thinking about weight loss, they think they want to go running. I'm going to jump in there. I got to start running. Everybody wants to run. I see all kinds of people running. You ever go on vacation, you see people running, I start laughing to myself. I'm like, look, while you're on vacation isn't the time to start getting in shape. Not for me, anyway. When I'm on vacation, I like to walk. But you're not going to see me. Not likely you're going to see me running on vacation. Have we ever? I don't know. I remember we were on a cruise one time. We were in the gym there on the boat, you know, while we were out in the ocean. And they had this cool, it was like a Peloton sort of setup, but for a treadmill. That was cool. I think that's what that was. It had like a screen, like you felt like you were like walking down a trail or whatever. Definitely more stimulating than just walking on a treadmill. I'm an outdoor kind of guy. And I think that's one of the benefits of it. And this guy actually said exactly that. It was a big point he made about going outside. All these things are tied together in terms of health. You know, that time outside. I was walking yesterday, this morning, for those of you that are listening Sunday night here. It was cold. It was actually snowing. I got wet. I was cold. My face was cold. It was a little uncomfortable. My feet were cold by the time I got back. But you know what? I survived. It's good for you. Fresh air. Let that air get in your lungs. But anyway, I'm a big believer in the walk, and I always have been. And I told you, as I was just kind of letting you know about this journey that I'm on, I'm not going to give you stats today because I don't want to turn into a big brouhaha thing. But I mentioned it, and a lot of you have responded to me saying, hey, it's New Year's, and people saying, yeah, I'm in the same boat as you, Chris. Got the COVID-20. I got to cut. Cut the COVID-20. I was thinking about setting up like a little Zoom group. I don't know. I have like, I know how I would do it exactly. I would like do a weekly call in. You would call in with your accomplishments for the week. In terms of, you know, what you took off your waist and how many pounds you dropped. And I have the meal plan and everything that I've discussed with you. I have it actually in a little booklet. I actually wrote a bigger book on it, which if I did the groups, I would probably use the bigger book. I don't know. I'm so stinking busy right now. I've got so many projects going on that I'm putting that in the great idea folder of things that may never happen. I don't know. Right now, we've got to really look at what's going on in this country. Do you agree with what Joe Biden's doing? I don't know anybody that does. So I keep walking. I want to get healthy. I think that the stronger we are as individuals, the stronger the country will be. Anyway, I'm a big believer in it. Eat well, raw vegetables. Oh, let me get to... on the diet, I hate that word. I do too. I don't really use that word. I don't want to say I'm on a diet. I've changed my dietary intake. How do you want me to say it? I don't know. Raw veggies are great, but I feel you should tout other natural protein sources, not powders. I mean, like beans. It's the protein that keeps you from getting hungry. Ah, yes. Yes, sir. Good points. So let me say a couple things about that. I think would be a good point to make. I am I'm just at the 4 week mark, right around, just coming up on the 4 week mark. I committed to 5 weeks of phase one. I feel that all total, I could stand to lose from where I started a good 45 pounds. I wouldn't mind cutting 55, to tell you the truth. All right. Now, that being said, and I'll just give you the numbers. It's not like I'm afraid to say how much I weigh. I'm 6'5", and I'm a big dude, so whatever. I was fat. Anyway, Tyson, what the hell do you think I started this for? But I was like, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. I do keep a log, which I recommend, and I also took photos. That's a good reminder, and it's a good motivator to go back. I'm talking about without a shirt on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You go back and look at that and you go, oof. It keeps you going. So anyway, I basically thought, you know, if I try to jump into it where I'm going to try and lose 55, 65 pounds, I don't know if I can take that on right now. Like I said, I'm very busy. I got things to do. The other big thing that I noticed, I couldn't fit in my suit jacket. I just bought new suits 2 years ago and I don't fit in. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm not getting new suits. I need to cut the weight to get into my suits. That's at about the 20-pound mark. I'm there. So long story short, I set up a five-week commitment to which I was hoping to lose at least 15 pounds. I was hoping to get 20, but I would have been happy with 15 pounds. As it stands, I'm already down 23. So I've already beat my goal and I still have a week to go. Pretty fantastic, right? As far as the protein, you're absolutely 150% right. However, for me, I'm like, I got to lose anywhere from 55 to 65 pounds. I really need to shed this early 15 to 25. I felt that I needed to really do a purge and a cleanse, if you will. So what I've been doing for 5 weeks, this is kind of breaking myself down, if you will. And I've done this many times. I'm not telling you to do what I did. I'm just telling you this is what I do. And I've gotten better and better at it over the years. This time I'm getting better results than ever. So what do? I keep my micronutrients very, very high. I'm taking supplements, multivitamin, omega-3s, multimineral, D supplement, testosterone, a probiotic, very important to gut health. There's other ways you could do that. Again, I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just telling you what I've been doing. And so I've cut my calories very, very low. I know that with that, I am not getting enough protein. I'm not getting any bad carbohydrates, really stripped, very carb depleted, okay? And I know this. And I'm not getting enough fats either because I've cut my calories so low. I'm not going to continue with that indefinitely. I am going to incorporate more proteins. And yeah, I love all beans, by the way. Huge. I love four-bean salad, among a million other things. And also, you're absolutely right, it's the protein that keeps you from getting hungry. One of the things that I've relied on very, very nicely, I don't endorse it, I don't knock it, but it's a little, a very, very low-carb, high-protein bar, 200 calories, so... Anyway, that's kind of where I'm at with that. I recommend you keep walking. So France wants to heavily expand the surveillance of the people. Trying to crack down on what they call alternate facts. Nobody's believing what these governments are saying. Unrest in Russia. Navalny's wife among thousands arrested during protests in Russia. Taiwan says Chinese fighters and U.S. aircraft both entered their defense zone. What's this? War fears as jets simulate an attack on a carrier. South China Sea war fears explode as Chinese jets simulate an attack on a U.S. carrier. I tell you, I know a lot of people, including myself, they feel something's just, there's a sense that something's brewing. God, I can only hope not. We don't need a war right now. Asylum camp swells at the U.S.-Mexico border. Is there a COVID outbreak there? Perhaps. I wanted to follow up on something. I was talking about COVID in the military. I don't know if you remember this. I brought this up. I said, you know, first of all, why aren't they rushing to get the vaccine to the military? Wouldn't it be a national security issue? And then I said, you know, how can there not be any outbreaks? There's no way they can socially distance. Well, it turns out that, and I'm just going off of memory here, but I think I saw it on military.com that it turns out that a lot of the cases are in the military, like a third of all the American cases, and that they are trying to push the vaccine to the military. So, I don't know, every time I go down this path, it is a real virus. I don't know what to say about that. And the fear is very real. Is it well-placed? GameStop's co-founder's son active on Wall Street bets. This story with the GameStop thing, did I go over this on Friday? Did I get the story right? I don't think I did. You're probably caught up on it by now, what they did with these shorts. People see what's going on. You know, these hedge fund managers and watching how they're reacting is really laughable. Really loud. You know, they'd have the world convinced that they're so smart. You've had these insanely wealthy people skimming large amounts of money off the top. What is this that they do, these hedge funds? Gambling. Whose money is it? Whose money is at risk? What's at risk if the whole thing comes crashing down? It's insane that it's allowed to go on. How does this help the cause of humanity one bit? How's it good for people? I don't know. Meanwhile, you got 100 men and women in Paris having a big orgy. How many people do you need for an orgy, for God's sake? You know, who thought that was a good idea? I can't even imagine what that place... I'll stop. What else do we have going on? Big stories. What is this here? The scariest thing about Marjorie Taylor. No, she's not alone. Where do we go here? Oh, this is Taylor Greene, the representative. They're going after her big time. I think she's the one that's carrying the gun into the House floor, or tried to carry the gun into the House floor. And they're going to be relentless on her, I guarantee you. What else? I feel like I missed something here. Protesters shut down Dodgers Stadium vaccination site. What the heck is this? I didn't see this. Protesters gather at the entrance. Los Angeles Fire Department closed the entrance to one of the largest vaccination sites in the country for about an hour as a precaution. Demonstrators, members of anti-vaccine and far-right groups. Okay. Interesting. Whew. I got to tell you, I think I've underestimated the amount of rage and panic, confusion. Congressman infected after the second shot. So... I've heard mixed feelings from people that have gotten the vaccine. I don't know that I would be afraid to take it. I am not aggressively looking to get it, and I don't want to be told that I have to get it. I'll do what I want to do in my own good time. I mean, one of the problems is there's a whole new strain, you know, the whole new super-duper spreader. Super duper pooper spreader, you know, it just gets worse and worse. Is this vaccine going to be good against something? I say, no, the Moderna vaccine is, is it working or not? They don't know. They have no idea. Oh, yeah, they know. Major nor'easter lashes, East Coast. We're getting a little bit of snow. I don't know that I would say a major nor'easter lashes the East Coast. Everything. When does it end? It's just every little thing, right? I mean, you could have a puppy parade and they would report it like, you know, feral dogs invade downtown district. You know what I mean? It's just everything. No wonder people are acting like crazy. Sophie, the trans icon and Grammy-nominated musician, falls to death. Well, that's a shame. Charges dropped against activists who exposed Iowa hog deaths. Was that the story that I'm thinking about? Every once in a while you see some, yep, that's the story. Prosecutors have dropped trespassing charges against an activist who helped secretly record Iowa's largest pork producer using heat to kill thousands of hogs last year as the pandemic devastated the industry. What'd they do? They did kill a lot of hogs with this. I remember seeing the video. I think they basically shut down the fans to the barn when it was hot. Yeah. One of the methods they used to trim herds was ventilation shutdown, which involves stopping airflow inside a facility to raise the temperature high enough to kill the animals inside. American Veterinary Medical Association guidelines say the method should be a last resort after others are ruled out, or that it should be done quickly enough to kill 95% of the animals within an hour, and that all must be eventually killed. It's crazy that there's so much food, right, that they destroyed these animals during the pandemic. Somehow there was still plenty. So much for unity. Biden demands coronavirus bill without Republicans. There's no desire for unity. Because all of a sudden they wear a purple mask and they say that we want unity? What, did you think that they're now open to, what, other ideas? There's nothing that's been done. Do I have the story here, what Democrats are doing? Let me jump right into this one. Here. Oh, yeah, here you go. I hope you're sitting down, and I hope you're healthy enough to experience a blood pressure spike. You ready for this one? You can't make this up. Democrats introduce bill to massively expand mail-in voting. What do you say to that? You know what they want to do? Let me see if I have it here. I don't want to do this one by memory. All registered voters would receive ballots in the mail weeks before Election Day, allowing them to carefully research candidates and issues. Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything. They're going to basically mail out self-addressed envelopes to everybody. The Vote at Home Act. Good luck. It's done. Let me tell you something. They enact that, it's done. And then you want to sit there and you're going to be a diehard Republican. Good for you. What are Republicans doing to stop it? Please tell me. Please. I don't even have time to play around with this right now. Nobody. I say, hey, how about a third party? Well, it's just going to split the Republican Party. What Republican Party? Tell me. What are they doing? What? Tell me. Well, Chris, they don't have the majority. What did they do when they had the majority? Tell me what they did then. Okay, they lowered taxes. What else? Couldn't repeal Obamacare. Who do you think it was that took down Trump? Who do you think it was? Tell me. The Democrats? That's what you want to believe? No. No. We knew all along that the Democrats weren't going to vote for Trump. What did you think? How did you expect that to work? That would be ridiculous. The reality is Trump got taken down by the never-Trumper Republicans, the Lincoln Project Republicans. They're the ones that you can blame for this predicament that we're in. And how they call themselves Republicans, I don't know. How do we get them out? Forget about the third party. I don't want to sit here and argue about third party or not. Like I said, it's a means to an end. How do we get these idiots out of the Republican Party? How do we bring some common sense to government for both parties? Why has the Democrat Party been so far careening left? I know we've got some liberals listening to this podcast. Tell me what you agree with about what Biden's doing. And, educate me. I'll share it fairly. I don't have a problem. Look, if Biden's doing something good, I haven't seen one thing yet that I felt I could get behind, but I don't know. Maybe it's not being reported properly. All I saw was a record number of executive orders, and then a video. It seemed like what he was signing was blank papers. People not even sure if it's him. Looks like he's wearing a mask or something. What happened to his stutter? He hasn't been having his gaffes the same way. He's like a different person. I don't know. What'd they give him? They give him some Viagra or something. All of a sudden, he's just skipping around like a 25-year-old again. Woohoo! What, I don't know. What'd they do? What, him and Kamala get a twofer on the plastic surgery? This is the new thing now? I'm gonna run for office. I got to get a little plastic surgery, so I'm ready for showtime. How about intellect? How about philosophy? How about character and principles? Oh, that's what they were supposed to bring to the table. I gotcha. Working together, right? We need unity. But I'll just sign all these executive orders. Those executive orders don't mean a hill of crap for the most part, but they do have some consequences. Enemies of the deep state, the government's war on domestic terrorism is a trap. You betcha it is. Absolutely. The war on foreign terrorism ended up being a trap, too. The whole Patriot Act. What do you think led us down this path of mass surveillance? I remember being appalled by the thought of being searched going into a stadium. But we said, well, this is necessary for safety and security. Now you got apps tracking you, how close you get to people, whether or not you leave the building. I told you, I stepped off the merry-go-round. Get the hell off of social media, I'm telling you, for your own good and for the good of humanity. This is an issue that all Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians should be extremely concerned about, especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes or how this ends. What characteristics are we looking for as we are building this profile of a potential extremist that we are talking about? Religious extremists? Are we talking about Christians? Evangelical Christians? What is a religious extremist? Is it somebody who's pro-life? The proposed legislation would create a dangerous undermining of our civil liberties, our freedoms, and our Constitution, and largely at a targeting of almost half of the country. That's according to Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, I saw this coming. Where is Tulsi Gabbard still calling herself a Democrat? What's the story there? I saw this, that she was going to try and become a Republican. This is why I think it's time to start over, get some fresh people in there, some new faces. And to some extent, she is. But at the same time, I think she's been compromised by the two-party system, unfortunately. I don't know. I'll hold out hope. I'm not saying that Tulsi Gabbard is a bad person. I'd have to go back and look at all the things she said, but I don't know that I can get behind Tulsi Gabbard. I'm going to tell you that right now. We got, you know, it's a pretty big swing. Look, I've changed my mind on things. I've flip-flopped recently on things. I explained my thinking. I got no problem with that. But there was a little bit of a departure from basic solid judgment there as well. This is how it begins, says John Whitehead and Nisha Whitehead, written for the Rutherford Institute. It's our job to make the government play by the rules of the Constitution. Amen. We're moving fast down that slippery slope to an authoritarian society in which the only opinions, ideas, and speech expressed are the ones permitted by the government and its corporate cohorts. I don't think so. I think you're going to have split voices, split platforms. In the wake of the January 6 riots at the Capitol, domestic terrorism, quote, has become the new poster child for expanding the government's powers at the expense of civil liberties. Listen, the bottom line is government is afraid that they've lost control, and they have, very much so. And then the Reddit thing hits. The timing couldn't be worse. They're like, we better get a grip on all this, or things are going to go completely nuts. Let's see. It's just going to fizzle out like the $2,000 in your solar panels. I was mentioning last week about the promises of the Democrats, all the executive orders, all the urgent action, the first 100 days and masks and this and that. Where's the beef? Anybody remember that commercial? When was that, in the 80s? Oh, that was iconic. I think I played it on a podcast. Can you believe that? Where's the beef? It was a Wendy's commercial. They had this little old lady go through the drive-thru, and she would go into, you know, the competitors. Because, you know, with those other fast food places, those little patties have gotten smaller and smaller. But not Wendy's. They got the big, juicy burgers, you know? I like the Wendy's chicken Asiago. Is that how you say that? Cheese? Anyway, it's a pretty decent sandwich. I'm a fan of Wendy's. I like their fries, too. And I like Dave. But anyway, shit, that was the commercial, the Wendy's lady. Where's the beef? And that became like a whole movement. That's what I'm saying, the Democrats now. Where's the beef? Where's my money? Where's my cash? Where's all these promises that you made? Let's see. You might be surprised to find out how few Caucasian babies are being born. Yeah, this is creating a population crisis. And I didn't know this, and I haven't had a chance to verify it. But I'm told that China is also facing an aging demographic. And actually, now that I think about it, I think that by 2030, whoever that does this kind of thing was projecting that we were going to be in a population decline. I think we're going to see that sooner across the board. I bet it started right now. I was looking at the numbers for the United States. I think they were projecting like 500,000 or less births or something like that on top of 500,000 deaths. I don't know. We'll see what all that leads to. Hey, I'd like you to go check out my website, ChristopherScottShow.com. Probably best to do it from your computer. I added a tab at the top called Gazette. That's my blog. I got a lot of work to do on it. The main reason I'm doing it is for search engine purposes, not because I want to become a Pulitzer Prize winning author, okay? So there's some cool videos and whatnot in here. But the first page that I set up is on this topic of a third party. Would you go check it out? Maybe spend some time watching the videos. I think it would help to get a little traffic on it. I would appreciate your help in doing that. ChristopherScottShow.com. Go under the Gazette menu and check out those videos. But I think maybe you might gain a little bit of perspective on this idea of a third party. There's a lot of big stuff I'm going to be talking about. I want to tell you something. I don't like to talk about what I'm going to do, what I want to do. I like to talk about what I did. You know what I mean? And I'll just tell you that I'm really working on some things that I think could be very transformative, and I think the time is right. This podcast, believe it or not, the word gets out, and it's not the most popular. I mean, we're not like Joe Rogan or who's the big guy, the comedy guy from, I forget his name. But anyway, you know, some of these guys, Dan Bongino, he pulls in huge podcast numbers. And, you know, I'm not in that realm. However, I think if you go to we're at the top of the second tier, I think would probably be the best way to say that. I really believe that. You know, when you go look on the Apple podcasts under politics, and boom, we're near the top of that list. And the Google rankings and so forth. So, you know, I don't think that any of the platforms are going to ever send me traffic. It's always going to be, at the end of the day, relying on you. And it's worked. It just, it keeps growing. I appreciate that support. I hope that at least I can offer some voice of reason to all this craziness going on. And at least, you know, there's no way that anybody can make good decisions on bad information. And there's a lot of people walking around. I think the people listening to this podcast, they already have a lot of good information. You already know. How do we get that out to the people that maybe not so much? And we have to communicate things in a way that they're going to be perceptive to it. And that's hard because we're already starting behind the eight ball. And as my father reminded me not too many months ago, don't argue with idiots. It's a waste of time. And I don't want to get into that either. But there's a fine line in between there. Somehow you got to open the door. Somehow we got to bring this country back together. Somehow we got to become united again under a single set of principles. I don't think it's too hard, and I don't think it's impossible. As a matter of fact, I think there's no way that this country fails at it. That's my belief. I don't think there's any way that flag ever hits the ground. Hey, God willing, I sure hope to be back tomorrow, and I sure hope to see you there. Make it a great day.